WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you conquer those pesky tasks and become the unstoppable force of productivity you were born to be. Today, we're diving deep into something super crucial: building self-awareness. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, making decisions on autopilot? You know that feeling when you end up in situations you don't want to be in, or say things you later regret? Yeah, that's where self-awareness comes in to save the day. It's about truly understanding your thoughts, feelings, motivations, strengths, and weaknesses. And trust me, it's a game changer when it comes to making decisions and form decisions that align with what you really want. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your self-awareness and decision-making skills. First things first, pay attention to your emotions. Don't just brush them off as random feelings. Ask yourself, what's triggering this emotion? What does it tell me about my needs or values? Think of emotions like little clues guiding you toward what truly matters. You know those times when you get a bad gut feeling about something? That's your intuition whispering. It's often based on past experiences and deep-seated beliefs. So, instead of ignoring that gut feeling, take a moment to explore it. You might be surprised by the insights you uncover. Second, get curious about your thoughts. We have thousands of thoughts racing through our minds every day. But how many are actually helpful? How many are based on limiting beliefs or negative self-talk? Take some time for quiet reflection. Journaling can be a powerful tool to help you unpack those thoughts and see patterns emerge. You might discover that you tend to focus on the negative or that you have certain beliefs holding you back. Third, identify your values. What truly matters to you in life? Honesty, creativity, adventure, helping others. Defining your core values gives you a compass for decision making. When faced with a tough choice, ask yourself, does this align with my values? If not, it might be time to reconsider. Fourth, recognize your strengths and weaknesses. We all have areas where we excel and areas where we struggle. Embrace your strengths. Let them shine and use them to tackle challenges. But also acknowledge your weaknesses. We're all human. Identify areas where you need support or could benefit from learning something new. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this journey. Self-awareness isn't a destination, it's an ongoing process. There will be times when you slip up, make mistakes, or feel overwhelmed. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Now let me tell you about a real-life example that illustrates this perfectly. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up at work. You're feeling anxious because public speaking isn't your forte. But instead of letting those nerves paralyze you, you take a moment to reflect. What am I truly afraid of? What are my strengths that can help me deliver this presentation effectively? Maybe you realize that while public speaking is tough, you're fantastic at research and organizing information. So you focus on preparing thoroughly, using your strength in those areas to build confidence. And guess what? By acknowledging your fears and leveraging your strengths, you rock the presentation. So remember, building self-awareness isn't about becoming perfect, it's about understanding yourself better so you can make decisions that align with who you truly are and what you want out of life. Take a moment today to reflect on your emotions, thoughts, values, strengths, and weaknesses. Journaling, meditation, or simply taking a quiet walk in nature can help. And don't be afraid to ask for support from friends, family, or a therapist if you need guidance. Ready to level up your decision-making game? Share this episode with a friend who could use a boost of self-awareness. Leave a review and let me know what insights resonated with you. Until next time, keep crushing it, champions.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.